Good afternoon, and welcome to the Nephros First Quarter 2019 Financial Results Conference Call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Kirin Smith. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kirin Smith with PCG Advisory. Thank you all for participating in Nephros' First Quarter 2019 Conference Call. Before we begin, I would like to caution that comments made during this conference call by management will contain forward-looking statements regarding the operations and future results of Nephros. I encourage you to review Nephros' filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, including without limitation, the company's Forms 10-K and 10-Q, which identify specific factors that may cause actual results or events to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements. Factors that may affect the company's results include, but are not limited to, its ability to successfully, timely, and cost-effectively develop, seek, and obtain regulatory clearance for and commercialize its products and services offerings, the rate of adoption of its products and services by hospitals and other healthcare providers, the success of its commercialization efforts, the efforts on its business of existing and new regulatory requirements, and other economic competitive factors. The content of this conference call contains time-sensitive information that is accurate only as of today, of the date and of the live call today, May 8, 2019. The company undertakes no obligation to revise or update any statements to reflect events or circumstances after the date of this conference call, except as required by law. I would now like to turn the call over to Darren Evans, Nephros' CEO. Darren, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kirin, and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Nephros' Q1 2019 Earnings Conference Call. I'll begin the call with a brief overview of Q1 results and then talk more about the corporate update. I'll turn the call over to Andy, our COO, CFO, and Andy will do a deeper dive into the operational earnings. I'm pleased to report that Q1 2019 continued our upward path. Revenues were 80% over Q1 2018. Our growth came primarily from our hospital infection control segment, which grew approximately 78%. Andy will go into more detail on that. We do expect this growth rate to continue for the foreseeable future. In the first quarter, we focused on two primary things. One was to continue to expand our hospital footprint, and two was to integrate the Aether product portfolio into our company, and start to pursue some of those opportunities in a different space. The first quarter is a really good litmus test to see how our base hospital replacement business is growing. It's colder weather, generally means limited number of outbreaks from bacteria. We responded to one of size right at the end of the quarter, so this is a pretty clean quarter from that perspective. The 78% growth in hospital revenue reflects a healthy expansion of our footprint, through both the expansion of the number of filters at a given hospital as they add more ice machines, sinks, or showers to their proactive protection strategy, as well as an expansion on the number of sites that use our products on a routine basis. We successfully migrated Aether onto our infrastructure platform in the first part of the year. We added an additional salesperson to better target the large convenience store chains and quick service restaurants with Aether's carbon scale and sediment filters. We've begun to pursue seven-figure RFPs in this space and hope to be able to add step changes in our revenue growth in the near future. Over the next few years, we expect our commercial business will compete with our hospital business for being the largest segment of Nephros. Additionally, in the first quarter, we made great progress in solving the technical challenges providing our Water Safety Diagnostic product we mentioned last earnings call. We also have been speaking with many of the experts in the infection control and remediation space to ensure that we understand how to best position this product into the current water safety management processes. Our diagnostic product integrates our expertise in filtration with the latest in real-time pathogen identification and quantification technology. Because we are often on the ground during emergency response situations, we believe we understand the needs of the infection control teams and how they operate in emergency situations. Our goals with the diagnostic tool is to provide water management teams with an appropriate level of information on multiple pathogens to make real-time choices that can impact how they ultimately care for patients, staff, and the building they're trying to treat. We see the building itself as a patient. Infection control professionals and facilities engineers need fast, actionable data to help diagnose and treat their patient, the building. We intend to launch a product that we believe meets those needs and supplements the data they receive from the CDC Elite Labs they're currently using, which provide the gold standard for pathogen identification and quantification. But they also take a lot of time to obtain results. So shifting gears a little, the second generation HDF product is progressing well under SRP. We expect to release our first batch of new machines this summer and to begin the verification and validation testing. This is needed to put together our 510K, which we expect to submit by the end of the year. We do think that, you know, pending FDA review and guidance, that we should be able to do a soft launch in early 2020 and get back to the market with HDF and help patients. With that, I'll turn the call over to Andy for the financial overview.
Thanks, Darren. I will now provide a look at our consolidated financial results for the quarter ended March 31, 2019, as well as guidance about our expected revenues this year. I'll also give an update on our plans to uplist to a national exchange, but I'll begin with the consolidated financial results. I'm very pleased to report our 11th consecutive quarter of year-over-year revenue growth with an average growth rate of about 60% in those 11 quarters. As we've said consistently, we believe the steady revenue growth is indicative of Nephros' strong product portfolio, increasing market awareness of our brand, our deep relationships with partner companies in the field, and the increasing number of regulations that require water testing and remediation. Nephros reported total revenues of $1.8 million for the quarter. This compares with $1.0 million in the same quarter last year, an increase of 80%. Product revenues represent about 98% of total revenues at this point, so going forward, we just plan to report total revenues since the two are virtually identical. Cost of goods sold in the quarter were $0.8 million compared to $0.5 million in the same quarter last year, an increase of 49%. Our gross margins for the quarter were 56% compared to 47% in the same quarter last year. As previously reported, our gross margins in the first quarter last year were lower than usual due to a one-time inventory adjustment and a couple of other items. We expect future gross margins to continue in the range of 55 to 60%. Research and development, or R&D, expenses were approximately $0.8 million in the quarter, compared to $0.3 million last year, a 162% increase. This R&D increase is due to investment in both our new water diagnostics products that we discussed and Darren just updated us on, and on the second generation HDF machine under development within our specialty renal products, or SRP, subsidiary, which Darren also just talked about. Selling, general, and administrative, or SG&A, expenses were $1.5 million this quarter, compared with $1.3 million in 2018, a 19% increase, largely due to headcount to support our increased revenues, which, as I said earlier, went up 80%. Our cash balance at the end of the first quarter was $3.6 million, significantly higher than our cash balance of $1.8 million at this time last year. Based on our results in the first quarter and our strong sales pipeline, I'm pleased to reiterate guidance for 2019 revenues between $8.5 and $9.5 million, which would be an increase of 50 to 65% over 2018. I'll now discuss results from the water filtration business segment. As a reminder, we now recognize two distinct business segments within Nephros: water filtration and renal products. Water filtration is 100% of our current revenues, which have approximately tripled over the last 3 years. Our renal products business, on the other hand, is a development stage business, meaning no revenue. Net loss in the water filtration business segment was $0.9 million, an improvement of 31%, compared with a net loss last year of $1.3 million. Adjusted EBITDA for the water filtration business was negative $0.5 million this quarter, compared to negative $0.7 million in 2018, also a 31% improvement. As we discussed in our previous earnings call, the water filtration business segment showed positive adjusted EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2018, and we do anticipate a return to positive adjusted EBITDA this year during 2019. Please refer to today's press release for more details about the calculation of adjusted EBITDA and its reconciliation to GAAP net income or loss. I'll now turn briefly to our uplist process. We are actively working on our previously announced plans to list Nephros on a national exchange. While I cannot give specifics, we are making good headway, and we do expect to report progress in the near future. And it's a brief update, but that's about all I can say on this call. Lastly, we continue to present the Nephros story to the investment community, and we plan to attend a number of upcoming events throughout the next months. Hope to see you all there. And this concludes our formal presentation remarks. I would like to personally thank all of our stakeholders for their continued support and look forward to chatting with you all again soon. We'll take questions from the audience now, and we'll also answer emailed questions as appropriate. Operator, please open the call for questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on a touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble the roster. The first question comes from Henry Link of Nephros.
For a private investor, I just want to say I think you're doing a great job, and you basically answered my question, so I appreciate your work. Thank you.
Thanks, Henry. Thanks, Henry. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
The next question comes from Howard Halpern of Taglich Brothers. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, guys, on the great growth.
Thanks, Howard.
Modeling question, I guess, up first. In terms of, you know, R&D and SG&A, is the first quarter the new baseline I should be working off of going forward with maybe an expected bump in during the summer months when you start putting the HDF machine out in the field a little bit?
So in terms of R&D and SG&A expense, Q1 on SG&A, that's the easy one. Q1 is always a little on the expensive side, so I wouldn't see it going up, frankly. Not sure if it'll go down a little bit or, you know, stay about the same, but it shouldn't go up significantly. R&D for this year, give or take. For R&D, you're seeing an increased spend on HDF and on the PCR on the diagnostics product. So I think as both of them near launch, we'll see a little bit of a bump there that could cross between R&D and SG&A. But I don't think either of them are going to go up, you know, significantly anytime in the near future.
Okay.
I know it's a little bit of a wishy-washy answer. Did it answer your question, Howard?
Yeah, no, I know it's going to migrate around this number, give or take a little bit, going forward.
that's a very concise summary.
Okay. In terms of, I guess, to educate me and maybe some others on, getting into the, I guess, the convenience store side, you talked about RFPs. What is that sales cycle process and, you know, how, I guess, did you just hire a dedicated person to seek out those RFPs? Could you maybe elaborate a little bit on the overall strategy and how that's going to fit in going forward?
Yeah, so, we bought a going business, and they've been chasing different RFPs and different companies for a long time. What we did was add a person to expand the bandwidth of that and do a lot more proactive work. You know, there's 500 different chains of quick service restaurants and gas stations / convenience stores that we can address. We have no idea what each of their cycles are, so we're definitely in an early stage of learning. What we do know is if they don't know about us, they can't call us or let us know that they have got one. And so we're we're reaching out proactively to as many as we can, just to let us, let them know who we are and that we have replacement products for Forever Pure and at some point in time Kuno, and be able to, meet their needs. We like to think that we're a very customer service oriented company that has good products, and we're used to going up against 900-pound gorillas. So this seems like a space that we should know how to play. But once we learn a bit more about it.
Okay, and in terms of, you had one quarter. Was there any progress made in actually selling into the hospital setting the Atheros products?
It's actually a pretty easy sell because there, many of them already have a most of that Everpure connection, whether it's through a Follett or through an Everpure filter itself, and it's they're like, okay, great, just add it on to the bill. It's pretty easy. So.
Okay. Well, keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks, Howard.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please press *1. The next question comes from Art Winston of Pilot Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Darren.
If
the sales were to be between $8.5 and $9.5 million, how much of the sales would be or wouldn't be the traditional water filtration products that we've been selling the hospitals for the last year or two, last couple of years?
I don't think we break that out. I think in general we bought a business that's growing about the same pace we are. So you kind of work the ratios back.
We don't know how much their sales were to start out with.
We've mentioned that they're in that sort of less than a million above 500. But with that business, it's a wider range of potential because of these seven-figure RFPs, which we don't see very many of in the hospital space. So, we can't really tell you where we expect to end up. We know that there's a range, and we've got 10 fishing lines out, and if we get seven or eight of them, it'll be a really good year.
And in terms of the new dialysis machines and products, and any other new products, that's for 2020 as opposed to 2019, I would assume.
It's really a 2020 launch path for that product, yeah. And that will be a separate company effort. So.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much. Good work.
Thanks, Art.
Thanks, Art.
This concludes the question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Darren for closing remarks.
Okay. As you can tell, everybody, that we're in a really good spot. We're well positioned for hyper growth, and that was a 2015-16 was a hard time, but we've built a pretty good base on our pyramid, and we're growing to the sky. So I look forward to talking to all of you at some point in time if you have the chance to call, and we'll try to keep the good work up. Thanks.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.